Worship him and praise him, and it shall be well with you. Seek his kingdom first, it shall be added unto you. Glorify and worship him, for he is nigh to you. He has gone before you, and he's lived your life for you. Worship him and praise him, and it shall be well with you. Seek his kingdom first, it shall be added unto you. Glorify and worship him, for he is nigh to you. He has gone before you, and he's lived your life for you. Do the sparrows sow and reap? Do the flowers toil and spin? Do the angels walk around with faces in dismay? Let the heavenly choir sing, unto him our praises ring. He is over everything, for he is the King of Kings. He is God, he is Lord, he's the one who always meets our every need. He is God, he is Lord, he is always one who meets our every need. With the finest of the wheat, and with honey from the rock, he is always nigh to meet our every need. With the finest of the wheat, and with honey from the rock, he is always nigh to meet our every need. When we look unto his face, we are transformed by his grace. We will mount like eagles, and we'll fly like cherubim. We will rise up like the sun, and we'll wear the victor's crown. Battle is already won by God's own precious Son. He is God, he is Lord, he's the one who always meets our every need. He is God, he is Lord, he is always one who meets our every need. With the finest of the wheat, and with honey from the rock, he is always nigh to meet our every need. With finest of the wheat, and with honey from the rock, he is always nigh to meet our every need. He is God, he is Lord, he is always one who meets our every need. He is God, he is Lord, he is always one who meets our every need. With the finest of the wheat, and with honey from the rock, he is always nigh to meet our every need. The finest of the wheat, and with honey from the rock, he is always nigh to meet our every need. He is always nigh to meet our every need. He is always nigh to meet our every need.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. We just read in Psalm 136 about the powerful acts of Almighty God. The Bible tells us that we were made in the image of God, and God is our Father. If God is our Father, then we have been called to live like God. God does not live in the natural realm, but he lives in the supernatural realm. Therefore, if we are going to live in the natural realm, we are going to miss out on the way we need to live. Our God is called the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And by Jesus Christ, the Bible tells us that we have also been made as kings and priests. Hebrews chapter 11 tells us that we need to live in this world in faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, by which the elders obtained a good report. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were made of things which do not appear. Things which are seen were not made of other things which can be seen, but of things that do not exist. So the Bible tells us that the things which we see and touch and feel today were made out of things that do not exist, and were created and brought into existence by the word of God. And because God is our Father, he is not satisfied if we live in the natural realm, but he wants us to live in the supernatural realm. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. How? Through His Word. He brought it into existence. He said, let there be light, and there was light. John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. God is supernatural. We are also not natural, but we are supernatural because we came from God. Therefore, if we try to live in the natural realm, it will not work, because we have been designed to live in the supernatural realm. Romans chapter 8 says, if you live after the flesh, you will die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. Because we are supernatural beings, when Jesus rose from the dead and sat down on the right hand of God the Father, He sent us the Holy Spirit so that we can live in the supernatural realm. The Holy Spirit dwells in us. The Holy Spirit inspires us. And the Holy Spirit teaches us to live in the supernatural realm. Without the infilling of the Holy Spirit and without the direction of the Holy Spirit, we cannot live in the supernatural realm. Even as an automobile cannot run without gas, even so, we cannot operate without the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Almighty God that lives in us, inspires us, directs us, controls us, and leads us. That's why the Bible tells us, if you walk in the Spirit, you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. What is walking in the Spirit? Walking in the Spirit is walking by faith. Walking in the Spirit is not using our head knowledge, but our spirit's knowledge. The Bible tells us, there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. When we logically try to evaluate life's problems and solutions, we could go wrong. But if we confirm the solutions that we have come up with logically by the Holy Spirit, sometimes our logical solutions might be right, sometimes our logical solutions might be wrong, because the Holy Spirit is supernatural, the third person in the Trinity, and therefore we have to ask the Lord for guidance, because there is a way that seemeth right unto man who uses his logic, but the end thereof are the ways of death. That is why the Bible says, in all thy ways, yes, I know that you think this might be the right way, but confirm it with the Holy Spirit, because it might be right, it might be wrong, because in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Logic does not always work in supernatural Christian life because we do not know the future. Logic is based on something that we know, like they say, 3 points to make a straight line, and based on logic we may come to certain conclusions, but what happens with the next 15 minutes or the next 1 week or next few years will defeat all logic. That's why most of the marriages in the U.S. end in divorce, because they marry because of logic, thinking this is the right person, and then later on in the future they encounter things that they did not plan to encounter, and because of that they are surprised and marriages break. What happened to your logic? Abraham had a logic. God told Abraham, through Sarah, I will give you a son. And you, Abraham, will be a father of many nations. And then what logic crept in? Sarah said, you know what? It's been a long time and I'm growing old, past the bearing age, and God's promise has not been fulfilled. Well, maybe God was saying that you're supposed to have kids through my maid Hagar, because Hagar is still in the childbearing age. So she says, okay, go ahead and marry Hagar, my maid. And you know what happened? That's why we have problems in the Middle East. The leaders of the world and the United Nations are trying to solve the problems in the Middle East, but you have to go back and try to fix what happened in Abraham's household. And there was a problem. Sarah went to Abraham and said, Hagar is proud. She is mistreating me and looking down on me because now she's expecting a baby and I don't have a baby. And she treated Hagar badly and Hagar ran, and we know the rest of the story. God intervened and protected Hagar and her child Ishmael. But when Hagar went, when Abraham went to the Lord and said, I have a problem. And God said, what problem? Well, I married Hagar, and now there's a problem between Hagar and Sarah. And God indirectly asked Abraham, before you married Hagar, did you ask me for counsel? Abraham said, no, I didn't ask you for counsel, because Sarah came up with this great idea about me marrying Hagar and having kids and becoming the father of many nations. And God said, that's not what I told you, Abraham. I told you that Sarah will have a son, regardless of the circumstances, because remember, you are worshiping God who is supernatural, and so you don't have to walk in the natural realm. It doesn't matter what the doctors told you about Sarah. Sarah will have a son, even if all the doctors in the world say it's not possible, she will have a son. You will call his name Isaac. So why didn't you wait and listen for me? And Abraham said, well, she was getting old, and she came up with this great idea. And I married Hagar, and now I have a son through Hagar, and it's getting really messy, Lord. You got to help me. And God said, why didn't you go ask Sarah? Because you didn't ask me in the first place. And now when you have a problem, you're coming and asking me. So why don't you go and ask Sarah what to do? And that's what happens in our life. We don't wait for the Lord. We don't wait for the supernatural direction. When things go into an environment that looks like chaos, we get stressed out and we make our own decisions. This is what happened to Saul. He couldn't wait for the prophet Samuel. He wasn't supposed to be offering a sacrifice. He didn't wait. He started offering sacrifice because he thought the Philistines would start the war and his people would stone him to death and that he would die. And then prophet Samuel shows up when he's offering sacrifice and said, why didn't you wait? That's why the book of Isaiah says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. The children of Israel shouted out saying, Moses, help us. Pharaoh is almost touching us. He's almost killed us. And Pharaoh said, relax. And God went between Pharaoh and his people. We are not going to perish. We are not going to die. And we are not going to get extinct just as the children of God, just because we are waiting on God. Because the Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. Yes, the enemy might get really close, but when he's about to grab you, you'll mount up with wings like eagles. And you shall walk and not be weary. You shall run and not be weary. You shall walk and not faint. We have been called to wait in the presence of God. Psalm 136 is filled with examples of how the children of Israel waited on the Lord God Almighty. We need to live in the supernatural. These people in Mark chapter 2 lived in the supernatural. There was no way they could get to Jesus. There was no way they could shout and say, Jesus, help us, because there was a crowd around Jesus. So what did they do? The four of them got on top of the roof, opened the roof, and let down the paralytic man, the paralyzed man with cords. And Jesus saw a bed descending in front of him. And there was this paralyzed man on the bed. And Jesus first said, your sins are forgiven. And then he said, arise, take up thy bed, and go thy way into thine house. And immediately in Mark chapter 2 verse 12, he arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all. Jesus says in Mark chapter 2 verse 5, when Jesus saw their faith, yes, God is Almighty God, but he will not act until we learn to live in the supernatural. Mark chapter 2 verse 5, when Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But it says that Jesus went to many places and he was so shocked at the disbelief, and because of their lack of faith, He could not do a miracle. Sometimes we cry and scream out saying, Lord, you're all powerful. Why don't you do a miracle? Well, God can do nothing unless you have faith. We read this beautiful verse in the Old Testament. God said, I will give you a son, call him Isaac. He'll be a father of many nations. And then God said, give him back. Sacrifice him. Abraham got up early in the morning, went up to the mountain, 3 days' journey. And then he laid Isaac on the altar, put logs and firewood all around him, above him, and took his knife and was about to offer him as a sacrifice. The angel of the Lord cried out, saying, lay not thy hand upon thy son, thy only son. Now I know that thou fear God, and I know that you believe in God. And what was Abraham doing? How did he offer Isaac in sacrifice? He thought, in the book of Hebrews it said, that he would offer Isaac as a sacrifice and burn him to ashes. And out of that ashes he believed that God would raise up a son again and make him the father of many nations. And God said, in blessing I will bless thee, calling him a second time from heaven. And I will make thy seed as the stars of the sky for multitude. And in thy seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Today Israel, Jews, Muslims, Christians, people all over the world call Abraham our father. The father of faith. The book of Romans 4 chapter says, Abraham believed in God who calleth the things which be not as though they were. Abraham was like God. He lived in supernatural when God told him, you'll have a son. You're the father of many nations. Before even he had a son, when things were against him, there was no way he and Sarah could have a son. But when there was no way to believe it, Abraham staggered not in faith, staggered not in disbelief. You know, doubt and disbelief and fear will cause us to stagger and fall and get paralyzed. But Abraham started praising God. So if you don't have faith, start praising God. Shout it out and say, Lord, I don't care what my mind thinks. I don't care what my doubt or my fear thinks. I'm going to praise thee because of your word. And when you start praising audibly, faith will jump into you. And start saying the words of God through your mouth. Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And if you lack faith, open your mouth and shout out the word of God so your ear and your mouth and your mind and your entire being can hear it. And faith will surge into your soul and body and spirit, and fear will run away. May God bless these words, and may God strengthen us and help us to live in a supernatural realm, the life of faith, because we were made in the image of God, and God is our Father. Yes, we have to live in the supernatural. When the baby is conceived in the mother's womb, you and I haven't seen it getting conceived. But the baby grows supernaturally, designed and fashioned by the hands of Almighty God. Until the time that you can see the baby beautifully in an ultrasound. Let us trust God. If that mother didn't believe that the baby was conceived and didn't take all the nutrition that she was supposed to take, the baby would have been born, stillborn, because the mother did not believe that she had a baby conceived and did not take any nutrition, prenatal vitamins. Even so, when God says something, we need to believe it and do everything that is important. If God told you you're going to have a child, the doctors told you it won't happen, and God told you you will have a child, this is my promise, go shopping and buy baby clothes, buy the baby crib, act out in faith, and your faith will cause the miracle to happen. Your faith in God and His Son Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit that does the impossible. Joshua spoke to the Lord. He didn't speak to the people. He spoke to the Lord, and the Lord said, command the sun and moon to stand still. And he commanded the sun and moon, and they stood still. If you have faith, creation will obey you. If you have faith, the demons will fall before you. If you have faith, you will win the victory. Because the Bible says, thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph. and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. In all these things, whatever happens in our life, we are more than conquerors through him that loveth us. If we pass through the water, Jesus will be with us. If we pass through the fire, we will not be burned. If we pass through the ocean, we will not drown, because Jesus is with us. Have faith, and then you will see the power of Almighty God. Do miracles in your family. Do miracles in your job. Do miracles in your environment. Do miracles in the universe. May the Lord bless his words and strengthen us.
Worship him and praise him, and it shall be well with you. Seek his kingdom first, it shall be added unto you. Glorify and worship him, for he is nigh to you. He has gone before you, and he's lived your life for you. Worship him and praise him, and it shall be well with you. Seek his kingdom first, it shall be added unto you. Glorify and worship him, for he is nigh to you. He has gone before you, and he's lived your life for you. Do the sparrows sow and reap? Do the flowers toil and spin? Do the angels walk around with faces in dismay? Let the heavenly choir sing, unto him our praises swing. He is over everything, for he is the King of Kings. He is God, he is Lord, he's the one who always meets our every need. He is God, he is Lord, he is always one who meets our every need. With the finest of the wheat and with honey from the rock, he is always nigh to meet our every need. With the finest of the wheat and with honey from the rock, he is always nigh to meet our every need. When we look unto his face, we are transformed by his grace. We will mount like eagles and we'll fly like cherubim. We will rise up like the sun and we'll wear the victor's crown. Battle is already won by God's own precious Son. He is God, he is Lord, he's the one who always meets our every need. He is God, he is Lord, he is always one who meets our every need. With the finest of the wheat and with honey from the rock, he is always nigh to meet our every need. The finest of the wheat and with honey from the rock, he is always nigh to meet our every need. He is God, he is Lord, he is always one who meets our every need. He is God, he is Lord, he is always one who meets our every need. With the finest of the wheat and with honey from the rock, he is always nigh to meet our every need. With the finest of the wheat and with honey from the rock, he is always nigh to meet our every need. He is always nigh to meet our every need. He is always nigh to meet our every need.